voice or stomp her foot.
I roll my eyes. She ushers her bondswomen and their small dogs out of my bedchamber. Sometimes I envy those little hounds. At least my stepmother pets them and says nice things to them. She continually mistakes me not for her stepdaughter, but for some porcelain doll she can dress up and paint as she pleases. After the door closes, I wait until the last of her footfalls diminishes down the stairwell. I collapse on a footstool and put my head on my knees. I can't weep. My stepmother will see the tear stains, and father will backhand me for having bloodshot eyes on the day of my wedlock. It seems just yesterday I played along the windswept beachheads, making tracks in the damp sand. The heft of my crepe wedding gown weighs me down as I look out my bedroom window for the last time. I'll be wed to the Hammer King by sundown. Composing myself, I descend to the main dining hall. I hide my palms within the folds of my gown so that no one will see my hands shake. Father and his warriors cheer when they see me, banging their mead cups against the tabletops. Liquor sloshes from the brims of their drinks. They're too drunk to notice how I look. My stepmother's servant girls snicker behind their hands. Crow face, raven head, blackbird, the same old names. My stepmother makes no move to stop them. In our kingdom, even the slaves mock me. My pale cheeks burn. My stepmother's golden hair shines by torchlight, just like a noble lady's ought. Even the bondservants have tawny or brassy locks. My midnight tresses and forest green eyes reflect in the polished shields hanging on the wall. Black hair. Peasant hair. Amongst our kingdom, only the commoners and barbarians have jet-black sheaves like mine. It doesn't help that I'm thin as a stick, and the bumps on my chest are small as flat cakes. No wonder my stepmother and father are so delighted. The miracle of all miracles has happened, the day they marry off their ugly daughter. And to a mighty king, no less. I labour under no illusions. I am part of a bargain, a peace settlement that will bring stability to the warring kingdoms. The man who plans to marry me tonight has never seen me before. Nor did he ask to. I only hope the war doesn't start anew when he sees what an ebony-haired scarecrow he has for a bride. I've reached my 16th summer, and already my life seems to be over. Father motions for me to take a seat on a mead bench across from him, a checkered board laid out on the table between us. His thanes give us a wide berth. Father clearly wants a moment alone with me. He may look all mirth and smiles, but he flashes a wolfish smirk from behind his frothing drink. He makes the first move with an onyx pawn, his strategy always aggressive when we play chess. Celtic chess, known as fidhel in Ireland and gwyddbwyll in parts of Wales. Playing the game connects us to our roots, an ancient stratagem originating with the old tribes whose blood runs in us still. It's the only pastime father and I ever shared together, the only moments when I saw something other than a stern monarch always frowning at me. Sometimes before the chessboard, he even let down his guard and talked of mother. Not today, though. I defend with my druids, pieces called bishops by the clerics who play the game today. I prefer to remember things as the old tribes called them, as my mother would have known them. The king grimaces as he strikes one of my pearl pieces down with his horsemen.
You always hold back. Don't just defend. Learn to strike.
Maybe I'm laying a trap. I smirk.
Not likely.
He glances from side to side, doubtlessly ensuring no one lingers within earshot as he leans across the board and lowers his voice so that only I can hear.
I don't need to tell you how much hinges on this alliance with the Hammer King. I've no son born on the right side of the blanket, and my wife's womb lies empty. You're all I have left, so we must make do.
There it is, a not-so-subtle dig that had I been born a boy, things might have been much better for everyone. But now he must make do with a raven-haired urchin like me. I swallow, trying to focus on the board while I listen.
You've no wiles to put on him? No way to seduce the Hammer King.